Two. This is DJ Peter. Welcome to Every Super Size. We don't know what we were doing. No idea. Here we go. DJ Ann. Right here.
Where is DJ Ann?
All right, we got DJ Ann back again from her trip to nowhere.
Well, now we got a place where I did go.
You didn't know where you were going.
Yeah, at first I didn't know where I was.
We didn't think we'd ever see you again.
Well, I know where I'm going now. We went to
Here
Lake.
She is. All right.
I went to Lake Winnemucca.
Yeah.
I went to Lake Winnemucca. We had a lovely turkey dinner with apple crisp, and it was a 2-hour train ride both ways, and I had such a wonderful time, and the bus trip was very long too, so I had a long day. We didn't get home till like 8 o'clock at night.
Did you have snacks?
No snacks, but we had. You want me to tell them what I had again?
We had a lovely turkey dinner, and it took us a long bus trip to get there and get back, and we went to Lake Winnemucca, and I got
some hats for my grandkids, and it was a beautiful train ride. It took us 2 hours back and forth, and we had apple crisp, and we had a beautiful ride because we were on the lake. We had a beautiful ride on the lake. There was a lot of boats and everything on it. So it was in September. So
beautiful time of year.
Yep.
Doing something like that.
Yep. It was very nice and it was very comfortable. And the bus trip was very nice and comfortable. And we had a good time. No pictures. I didn't have my phone working.
Yeah, why don't you leave it on the table?
Anything good?
Oh, I saw a lot of boats on the water. And I saw a lot of those little, what are they called? There was a lot of water skis on the water and a lot of boats and you name it. We had an excellent ride.
So you went from a train,
from a bus,
to a bus,
from a train,
to a train to a to boat.
No, we went on the train, but we saw a lot of water and
you were.
We saw a lot of water
from the train.
From the train, while we were eating, we had turkey dinner and stuff like that.
Did you see any birds?
No birds,
except for the turkey.
Yeah, we had turkey dinner,
which you ate.
Oh yeah, that was delicious.
You saw that bird.
Yep.
Took care of that.
Yeah, we ate that.
Did you see anything interesting in the sky or no?
No, but we did enjoy the scenery. The scenery was beautiful. We rode 2 hours up and 2 hours back, and we saw a lot of people on the walkway in Lake Winnemucca. So, and I got my kids two hats for the train. It's like hat trains. I mean, hat.
Oh, like a conductor train.
Yeah,
conductor hat.
The stripes?
Yep.
Oh, neato.
So that's our trip.
What do you think of that, Peter?
Yeah.
That was our trip. We had a good time.
Yes.
What do you think of that, Peter?
Great.
Incredible.
Incredible.
Thank you. This is Aunt DJ Ann on her way out.
Bye.
Bye.
Medley of some of the greatest train songs in the world.
Matter of fact, here's about six of them, and I didn't ride any of them.
Last week, they had. I am DJ Sportsman.
Josh. DJ Josh.
I'm DJ Sportsman.
DJ Josh.
That don't work. Anyway. Anyways, they had a special thing at the library where cops came and had coffee with people.
Coffee and donuts!
They took a group there and I interviewed a cop. Officer Lorenzo? I don't know. I don't know exactly the name.
Officer Llewellyn.
I'll have to listen to it. Here it is.
Who is, what What do you like to do on your spare time?
My spare time? Me specifically?
Yeah.
My spare time, I play a lot of golf, and I hang out with Frank. We go for walks and hikes and that type of thing. Throw the ball in the backyard. Spend a lot of time with the dog.
Did we ask who we're talking to? Did you find that out? Who are you?
I'm Officer Llewellyn with the Greenfield Police Department. This is my canine partner, Frank.
Nice. How long have you been an officer for?
This is my sixth year.
Oh, wow.
Third in Greenfield, six total.
Wow. How long you been an officer for?
Six total years.
Wow. 6 years. Wow.
Do you want to, how about this? You want to ask? Well, I'll ask. How long did it take you to become a police officer?
Very good question. Back when I was going through the process, it took roughly a year and a half.
Oh, wow.
And then you had to go through a six-month-long academy, and then another 3 months of on-the-job training until you're finally on your own. So from when you start the testing process till when you're by yourself on your shift is usually about 2 years.
So what other than like how did you like become a cop? Like what would you make you become a cop?
Yeah, so for me it was just kind of wanting to do something I thought I was going to be good at, and doing something where I thought I was giving back and I was helping people, that type of thing. I didn't want to do a computer job that I didn't like and I wouldn't have been good at, so I wanted to do something where I enjoyed it, let's put it that way. And I'm still here, so clearly I like it.
You're going to ask him about the Police Academy movie?
Do you like the movie Police Academy?
Oh, of course.
Was your academy a lot like that?
A little different. Super Troopers 2, another classic, obviously.
Yeah, Super Troopers.
Yeah, I mean, Michael Winslow, you got him, man. He's one of the best.
Thank you. What else you got, Josh? Doing great.
What about you? You got any more?
That was the only question I had. Oh, I got it. How about this? What's the most difficult part of being a police officer?
That's a very good question. The most difficult part of being a police officer is definitely the things you can't control, meaning when the phone's going to ring, what type of call you're about to walk into. So you always have to be ready. So you could have 10 minutes left of your shift and you could be ready to go home and you could want to check out mentally, but you can't because someone that needs help could call with 10 minutes left and you better go help them. And you want to help them just as much as you would help anyone at the start of your shift. So the unknown is definitely the hardest part. It's not a normal job where you know, you get a rake and a shovel, and you're told to dig a hole here and then fill it in with bark mulch, you know, and that's pretty easy to do, but this job is definitely taxing.
Do you go through any challenges in the community as police officer?
Absolutely, yeah. The challenge right now, obviously, is the... The challenge right now is the perception of police officers, and right now the perception is that we're bad because world news has painted us that way. So that travels even to us locally, and that would be our challenge to kind of. That's why we do events like this, to show people we're not big, scary, and mean. Right?
So, what do you like to do, like to keep this city safe?
Well, we obviously need more people. We need to be staffed. We need more training, that type of thing, so we can keep the 18,000 citizens of Greenfield safe.
I mean, yeah, the city usually has a lot of crimes, but...
The city is, so we're the biggest city in Franklin County. We have the most calls in Franklin County. We're right on the 91 corridor, which goes from New York to Canada. So there's a lot of drugs. It's just kind of a fact of the matter. So.
I mean, I believe the city that usually gets usually a lot of crimes is probably Springfield, right?
Yeah, Springfield is, yeah. The bigger the city, the more crime there's going to be. So Boston, Worcester, Springfield are the three heaviest, obviously. But in our area, yes, definitely us. We're definitely the biggest, for sure.
How do you know when people call 911 in emergencies?
So there, all that's tracked, all that's locked. So anytime you call 911, it's locked, it's tracked. So we can look up how many people called in the last, you know, day. We can look up how many people called in the last year.
Yep. Holly, you have a question?
Yes.
What's up?
How do you detect if somebody's committed a crime?
Oh, good question. So we have to look at all the facts, or the fact finders. So we have to look at the circumstances of it. We have to look at who was there. We have to give witness statements, any type of evidence that's left behind. Another really good tool we use is video cameras. So anytime there's video cameras all over this stuff, there's one right there. So if there's a crime that happens right here, right now, we'll be able to see it because it's on camera.
Absolutely.
That's right.
And I had another question too. What should you do at a bar if somebody wants to buy you a drink, but you don't want to have them like get it for you and bring it to you because that wouldn't be necessarily safe?
So what I would say is just no thank you, and you'll figure out a different way to get a drink.
Absolutely.
Yep, I think that's probably the safest thing to do. Yep. What's up, bud? How are you?
Did you introduce yourself? This is Elliot.
Hi.
Yeah, buddy.
Hey, Elliot. Hi. I'm Officer Matt. This is Frank.
Yeah, Doc is cute.
Thank you.
Sure is.
You love pets a lot?
What's that?
You love pets a lot?
I do.
Oh, yeah. I love them a lot.
That's right. Luckily, Frank's my only pet, so all my attention is on him.
What does Frank do?
He's our comfort dog. So Frank's our comfort dog, and he gets pet.
Does he, like, go up to someone who's had trauma
That's
and lay
exactly
down?
Right. Yep.
That's exactly right.
So he's like our crisis dog. Anyone that's in crisis or trauma or anything like that, or anybody that doesn't like the police but they like dogs, they can see him and they can kind of calm down. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Yeah. You want to say hi, Elliot? You can pet him.
Does Frank eat a lot?
What's that?
Does Frank eat a lot?
He would eat a lot.
He would eat until he went belly up. If I left. Oh yeah. What's up, Val?
What's up?
Oh, boy.
All right.
Oh, you did? How are you?
We'll be right back. So, did you guys know that Columbus Day is coming up?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Columbus Day.
Columbus Day!
It's a special day for when we celebrated Christopher Columbus. Originally, he conceived as a celebration of Italian-American heritage. Columbus Day was first observed as a federal holiday in 1937, largely due to lobbying by the Knights of Columbus. The holiday was moved from October 12th, guys, to the second Monday in October, starting in 1971.
But there is a myth behind it, though. There's a big myth behind it. Everyone says that he was the one who founded America, but that's not really how it went down.
Well, can you explain me some of that, information?
Who's that guy?
DJ Peter!
So, I have three facts that I wrote down. So, Columbus did not prove the earth that was around.
Amerigo Gaspacho? Is that what the guy's name?
Amerigo
Gaspacho.
No.
Right?
Correct.
That actually is correct. Never mind, I was wrong. I was talking about somebody else. But nobody knows what happened to the Nina and the Pinta in Santa Maria.
Well, actually, if you listen to the myth, they said that he actually was on the boat while it sank to the bottom of the sea.
Wow. I should have wrote that. That's a good fact. Thank you, JP.
No problem, big guy.
And there's actually some states that choose not to celebrate Columbus Day if people don't know about that. So,
well, if they don't celebrate it, then they don't get that day off. But they probably still take it off and just call it something else.
Yeah.
Amerigo Vespucci.
Vespucci.
Vespucci. Vespucci.
And there's, I have more facts about him. Columbus Day is the U.S. federal holiday commemorating explorer Christopher Columbus landing in the New World on October 12th, 1492.
But they said back in that day, he stumbled into it by accident. He was not trying to find it.
And it also celebrates the culture heritage of Italian Americans.
Is the gem of the ocean, y'all. Y'all! Contando. Columbia is the gem of the... Y'all! Columbia is the gem of the ocean, y'all!
Thank you, Peter.
Thank you for repeating that a number of times.
And since many scholars believe Columbus was born in Genoa, Italy, why should we celebrate Columbus Day?
Well, even though that it was wrong for him to say that he was the one who discovered America, we still need to celebrate anyone who remains for that accomplishment, even though he was not looking for it in the first place.
And the arrival of Columbus in 1492 marks the beginning of recorded history in America. Columbus Day celebrates the beginning of culture exchange between America and Europe.
Oh, yeah!
And after Columbus came millions of European immigrants who brought their art, music, science, medicine, philosophy, and religious principles to America.
But there is one more thing that people do not know about Christopher Columbus.
And what's that?
That even though he was not looking for America, when his boat sank, he also sank with a bunch of original spices that he was carrying with him.
Wow. A lot of spices. That's incredible. Thank you, JP. I really appreciate you telling us that.
Hey, when you listen in school and you don't fall asleep, you learn things.
That's true. Don't fall asleep in school, kids.
Don't fall asleep in school, kids!
Unless you want detention.
The Canadian Thanksgiving! Yeah. October 14th. We're going to drive from the United States to the gate border to Canada. Like,
pumpkin pie, and I like cranberry sauce stuffing, mashed potatoes, butter and gravy.
Spaghetti meatballs.
Ow.
Spaghetti meatballs?
No, I like corn on the cob.
What about corn muffins and croissants?
How about that? Does that sound good?
Great!
Spaghetti and meatballs?
No.
Come on.
Meatballs!
Please. Spaghetti and meatballs.
Meatballs!
Columbus Day.
Columbus Day!
Celebrate our Italian heritage.
Italian heritage!
We'll have on Canadian Thanksgiving.
Canadian Thanksgiving!
And Columbus Day combined.
Columbus Day combined!
Put them together, and what do you got?
14th.
Yep, Columbus Day and
Thanksgiving Canada.
Thanksgiving Canada Day. You put them together, and what do you got?
What do you got? Turkey.
Turkey meatballs.
Turkey.
What do you got there? You put them together. What do you got, Peter? Turkey meatballs, right?
Turkey and meatballs.
You like turkey meatballs, buddy?
Turkey and meatballs.
How's that sound?
Great.
Do you like that? Will you have that on Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
More train rides with the superstars featuring DJ Big Rig and Layla.
And Layla.
Chicken one two. All right.
All aboard! All aboard! All aboard! Let's go!
Here we are again talking about train rides. Train rides this time with Layla and DJ Jim Big Rig. You guys have ridden on trains, yeah? Been on trains? How about you, Layla? You've been ridden on a train before?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where did you go?
Seattle.
Home of the Seahawks. What did you do in Seattle?
I went on an airplane.
Okay. What about the train? Thought you rode on a train there. Did you?
Yes.
Which was it, a train or an airplane, or did you do both?
An airplane.
You rode on an airplane. Okay. Interesting. And, okay. Different story. That's okay. Have you ever been on a train?
Yes.
Where did you go on the train? Where did it take you?
California.
Okay. And what did you do? Whoops. What did you do in California?
Hang out.
You hung out in California. You had a train, right? You took a train all the way to California and you hung out, right?
Yes.
What did you do there?
Slept there.
You did? You slept in California. Do you remember what town it was?
I don't remember.
Was it in San Francisco?
Yes.
San Francisco?
Yes.
Seattle, Washington. But you took a plane there, right?
Yes.
You took a plane to Seattle.
And you took a
train to San Francisco.
Yes.
Is that
right? Did you do that?
Yes.
And what did you see there?
I saw birds.
You saw what?
Birds.
You saw birds. What kind of birds did you see?
I can't remember.
Big ones, small ones, colorful ones?
Small ones.
What color were they?
Red.
Red, small red birds. Maybe like cardinals, perhaps.
Yeah.
Something like that?
Yeah.
Excellent. And did you like riding on a train?
Yeah.
What was that like?
It was fun.
Yeah? Did you eat a meal on the train? It's a long ride to go all the way from right across the country to California. Did you eat any meals there?
I don't remember.
Did they give you a snack to eat?
A granola bar.
They give you a granola bar. Excellent.
Mm.
How many granola bars did you eat from here to California?
One.
Just one. It's amazing. Yeah.
You didn't get hungry after that?
No.
That carried you through, huh?
Yes.
Excellent.
Did you have anything to drink?
Water.
Water and a granola bar. What I'm not sure I want to go on this train ride. But anyway, that sounds good. Jim, how about you? You've been on a train before. What train did you take and where did you go?
Amtrak.
Amtrak. There's a name we all know. And where did that take you?
Springfield to Greenfield.
Springfield
to Greenfield.
To Greenfield, Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Excellent. And I understand that Jim, DJ, our own DJ,
yep,
Big Ray, he's going to be going on another train ride very soon. And where will that take
you? This Sunday coming up.
This Sunday coming up. And where are you going to go?
Somewhere.
Not nowhere. Like Anne. We didn't know where she was going. She was getting on a train. She didn't even know where she was going to go.
I think it's Greenfield, Vermont.
Greenfield, Vermont.
Yeah. You're going to go from Greenfield, Massachusetts to Vermont.
Yeah.
And nice. Good time of year to be doing that.
And what will you see there? See the boat?
These.
Mm-hmm.
Change colors.
Nice. Beautiful. Beautiful this time of year.
Yeah.
Vermont is one of the most beautiful states.
There is.
There is in the fall.
It's got big mountains, too.
Big mountains, lots of trees.
I forget the name of those.
Very colorful.
Oh, they're nice mountains.
Yeah, I forget the mountains.
Yeah, go ahead.
I forget the name of those ones in Vermont.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot of them.
Yeah.
A lot of mountains in Vermont. I don't know the names of all of them either. But you'll drive, you'll go probably, I bet you, maybe go through a tunnel or through the mountains.
I think it's a Hoosier Tunnel they go through.
Is that what they do?
Yeah. Amtrak does.
Excellent.
Yep.
And being on an Amtrak, you might get a meal. You think you might?
Yeah.
What do they give you? What do you think you'll have to eat?
Like a bag of chips.
Bag of chips. You think they'll give you more than that?
Yeah.
What do you think, Matt?
What else are you going to get, Jimbo, on the ride? Besides chips, you're going to get any delicious food?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How about that? What do you think?
What do you think you're going to get?
Something.
I bet you they're going to give you a big meal. What do you think?
Are they going to give you turkey meatballs?
Probably a turkey dinner.
Yeah.
With all the fixings?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yep.
Turkey.
Are you going to have some mashed potatoes?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. What else? What else do you think?
Corn?
Have? Yep.
What about stuffing?
Oh, yeah.
What about granola bar?
And that too.
You sure you didn't have more to eat on your train there, Layla?
I didn't have more food on the train.
They didn't give you a turkey dinner like Jim's going to have?
No.
I think you should file a complaint about that.
Yeah.
Take you all the way to California and they give you a lousy granola bar?
Yes.
Don't you think that's a little unfair?
Yes.
I think, yeah. What would you like to eat if you go on a train again?
Soup.
Ooh. Soup? What kind of soup?
Tomato soup.
Tomato. Lots of tomato soup.
Then.
I think that's an improvement. Anything else?
That's it.
Just lots of soup, right? Keep the soup coming.
Yeah.
All right, don't stop with the soup. Limited. All right, let's see what else we've got here. So, Jim, yeah, you said you had potato chips and a soda?
Yeah.
Actually, Layla, going back here, we talked about this before. You said you ate a salad and pasta. Do you remember eating that on the train?
Yes.
You ate that on the train? Salad and pasta. And, Jim, what was your favorite thing to do while on the train? What did you enjoy the most about being on a train?
We got the scenery.
Uh-huh. Okay. And Layla, what was your favorite thing about riding on a train?
It was fun.
It was just a good time. Fun. All right. Very nice. All right. And there's our train experience Yes?
Guess how many times I've been on Amtrak.
How many times?
Six.
Six times. Wow.
Yeah.
That is a lot of times. That's a lot of times to be on the Amtrak train.
So
you've had a lot of experience. And, Matt.
I have a quick question for you, Jim.
What?
What was your favorite part about being on the train out of your six times you went?
My six times?
What was your favorite part?
the scenery.
I think I can. I think I can. I think I can. Now she ran steadily up the track. I think I can. 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 At last she reached the top of the mountain. And then she popped out joyously. I thought I could.
Give me another granola ball now. Right now. A granola ball. Give me another one.
Happy Halloween!
So is that like that, right?
Okay, so. Happy Halloween!
Are you scared?
Alright. Happy Halloween's coming up soon. It's gonna be on October 31st.
Oh yeah.
Thursday of during the week. Halloween is a holiday celebrated. Halloween.
Halloween.
Halloween is a holiday celebrated each year on October 31st. The tradition originated with the ancient Celtic festival of Samhain.
Larry Bird.
Larry Bird.
When people would light bonfires and wear costumes to ward off ghosts. And the Lord of Ghosts, and then in the 8th century, Pope Gregory III designated November 1st as a time to honor all the saints. Soon, all the Saints' Day incorporated some of the traditions of Samhain. The evening before, he was known as All Hallows' Eve. And later, then, in the years, it became Halloween. Happy Halloween. And in my personal research, I recently discovered that there is a rich redemption hidden in this date in history that we can pull from October 31st. It is a powerful date in reformation and revival. On October 31st, 1517, Martin Luther lit a flame that reformed the Christianity of his day, breaking people out of religious cycles that had entrapped them for hundreds and hundreds of years. And I have a couple questions about Casey.
Okay.
What do we do on Halloween? What do we do? Bitch. What's Halloween all about?
Trick or treat.
About trick or treat. I pass the candies.
What else do they do? What do you do? You dress up? Do you just go out and then do you throw toilet paper in the houses? What do you do?
Just dress up.
Trick or treat.
I just be funny and have fun.
I'm good. Good people. I'm good to eat.
My
feet.
Well, thank you, Casey. Yep. And we got Seth and Phil in the background saying,
"Trick or treat, smell my feet, give me something good to eat."
Oh yeah!
Oh yeah! Thank you, Philly. Thank you, Casey.
Yeah.
And Halloween, guys. I hope everyone has a great Halloween. and enjoy, get some good candy, and have fun dressing up.
Be safe. Safety tips.
Safety tips.
Matt, can you tell us about safety tips?
Yep. So safety tips.
How do we be safe?
You got to be safe crossing the roads because you got to cross roads to get to other houses.
Should I dress up as a ninja?
I mean, not to a program, but head to toe. You could dress as anything, actually. You can dress up as...
What if I dress up as a ninja? It's a black head to toe.
You could definitely dress up as a ninja.
Will people see me?
I don't know. You might be invisible. No one will see you if you're wearing in the black.
Might not be such a good idea.
That's actually not a good idea because you might bump into him. But
who am I gonna bump into?
You're gonna bump into me. DJ Matt, you're gonna bump into DJ Matt.
But you won't see me, so we won't even know.
Oh yeah. He's like a ghost.
He'll be like, what's that? What was that?
What was that? Hey now.
What was that?
What was that? Who just bumped me? What was that?
Werewolves of London. I want to know what Phil's going to be for Halloween. Phil?
Yeah, DJ, Phil, what are you going to be for Halloween?
Phil J. Smash Mouth? What are you going to be? Smash Bang?
DJ Smash Bang.
What are you going to be for Halloween?
I dress up Bob's Burgers.
Bob's Burgers, yeah.
All right, I'm going to dress up as Ricky Bobby from the Taganda Knights. Lights.
Oh.
It's a race car movie.
Oh, that's awesome.
Casey, where are you going to be for Halloween, my bud?
I am Giuseppe Barney. I sing the song.
He's going to dress up as Barney, and everyone, you're going to have to hear the song. Sorry to hear say that, but you're going to have to hear the Barney song. And Layla, where are you going to be for Halloween, Layla?
A witch.
You're going to be a witch?
A witch.
Oh. Are you going to wear green? You're going to wear green?
Yes.
You're going to wear a witch hat?
Yes.
What are you going to do? Are you going to cast spells?
Yes. Yes.
That's cool. DJ Big Rick, come on up here. Do you know what you're going to be for Halloween? Or you got any Halloween plans?
I don't know what I'm going to be yet.
Do you have any Halloween plans yet?
No.
Not yet? Are you going to get some candy?
Yeah.
What's your favorite candy?
Do you have favorite candies?
Skittle.
All right. DJ Big Rick likes Skittles. DJ Smash Bang, what do you like?
I like getting candy.
What's your favorite candy?
Twix, Butterfinger.
Twix and Butterfingers. Hey, DJ Seth, what is your favorite candy?
Who?
Who?
Seth, who is your favorite candy?
Who that?
Seth? Have M&M's.
And my favorite candy, the classic Musketeers. What's your favorite candy, DJ Rockstar?
My favorite candy is Wishy Pippo Cup.
And Layla, DJ Layla, what's your favorite candy?
Peanut butter cups.
Do you like granola bars too?
Yes.
Say, they're mine.
They're mine.
Wakey, 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 wakey. It's time for school. Come on. Wake up. It's time for school. Come on, man. Are you ready for school?
Education. Education with Casey. Casey Education Man. Hey, Casey's going to school. We're going to talk about school with Casey and Matt. Well, Casey and wrong, Matt, so. Talk Whoa. About school.
Oh, you're on. Yeah, it, DJ Waxa, it's up the school colors. I type GCC colors. I learn stuff. I do homework, quiz, math, science, a party, and the school dance. I meet new friends with great people, and we get a lunch room. I'm looking forward to be a good time. This is my dream, the GCC college.
I have a quick question for that.
Yeah.
Did you ever go to GCC? Did you visit GCC before?
No, not yet. Next outings, a group, go to the tour, next outings, you guys.
Well, that's going to be nice. I hope everybody can go. It'd be nice to see GCC again. A lot of my friends went there, so.
Cool, yeah.
Did you have any friends that went there?
I'm not sure. I did so sometimes, yeah.
Well, that's nice. Did you ever go to college or anything after school, or did you work?
I work at school at Mohawk, and I didn't have go college. Go there for next outings of group viability.
Oh, nice. Well, viability, I hope they can go. That'd be a nice visit to see GCC. A lot of my friends go there, so. What else do you want to talk about, DJ Rockstar, about GCC? Is there any, like, cool stuff around it?
The lunch room, the science, homework, math, the school dance, and prom.
Ooh, nice. That's good. I've never had my prom or anything, but I've been to school dances. School dances are really nice to hang out with the friends and dance.
Yeah.
Have a good time.
Yeah.
And did you go to your prom at all?
I did, yeah.
What, tell us about that. How was your prom after in your senior year?
My prom is good. Me and Mackenzie, we do a day prom. It's been years. I take her to Remo.
Nice. That's really nice. And where was your school dance at? Is in Mohawk?
Yeah, Mohawk, yeah.
So, did you end up dancing with somebody, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. I'm really happy that hopefully Viability could see GCC.
Okay, yeah.
And a lot of people like GCC. It's a good college. Good to study there. Get ready for the in your future.
Yeah. I don't miss out work. I work so hard. It's 7.5 years of the program. It's been a long time.
Yeah, I bet it's been a long time. But thank you. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, this is TJ Waxer, TJ Matt.
Signing off.
Let's sign off.
We talked about that GCC. Signing off. Have a good rest of your Rocktober.